Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Have you ever felt so angry, frustrated, and irritated when things didn't work out how you wanted them to that you snapped, broke down crying, or lashed out at someone with harsh words that you later regretted? Well, if you want to know how to get past being so irritable and avoid burnout, this video is for you. Hello, beautiful soul. I'm Dr. Andrea Pennington with some insight and inspiration to reclaim your sense of well-being, confidence, and clarity. I am exploring burnout and the thoughts and emotions and behaviors that may prevent you from bouncing back. Today, I'm exploring the top resilience trait of flexibility. Now, trying to force other people, ourselves, or situations to conform to our desires only sets us up for disappointment. And if we remain rigid, fixed, and stuck on my way, we run the risk of snapping. Pushing or pulling or resisting and fighting against reality with any sort of rigid attachment is what often leads to burnout and breakdowns with severe consequences. On the road to exhaustion and eventual collapse, we see in burnout, there's often this intense irritability, anger, and disillusionment. Have you had any of that? I know I have. And I know that this stems from our belief that the world should be other than what it actually is. And it's connected to our being rigid, inflexible, thinking that we know what's best. So here's a case in point. I worked in a corporate setting for just a few years after I finished my medical training. And my baseline assumption in working for this company was that everyone would be motivated to do the best, have high quality, cutting edge stuff with incredible precision, speed, and creativity. But I found that unlike the medical world, where decisions are life and death, and in many cases, we must take action immediately, in that corporate setting, I found that people needed reports, long meetings to get buy-in, approval, and on and on. And it was excruciatingly frustrating. And I'm not proud of this, but in a heated moment of disgust, I let it rip just how dumb I thought the process was. Now, I realize that may be hard to imagine me as impatient and irritable, but I was certainly not as evolved or mindfully aware as I am now. And I didn't have this trait of resilience built up. I was quite fortunate that one of my colleagues saw the error of my ways and tenderly called me over to talk. And he told me that he understood how my mind and how my creativity worked. And he could also see that I could see solutions before other people's minds had reached the same conclusions. And he told me that it would be best if I could give other people the time to arrive at that same place of understanding, but in their own time. And he told me I should pace myself more. He also told me that he could tell how my behavior was causing other people to distance themselves from me. And I was creating a situation where my suggestions were not likely to be implemented either. So for me, this was an eye-opener about how fixed I was that things, if logical and excellent, should be accepted and acted upon instantly. And I didn't realize that my fixed, intensely opinionated view of how things should be done could actually lead to so much disappointment and frustration that I would burn out. But I almost did. So if you need to find out if you too are at risk for burnout, I developed a quiz on the medical science behind burnout and recovery. The link is here. Now, in a previous video, I shared how my own anxiety and frustration that was causing so much suffering in my life led me to a therapist who introduced me to the world of resilience. Now, the number one trait is insight, which we covered in the last video. Insight is about self-awareness and emotional intelligence, and by increasing insight, you take off the blinders to see what's really driving our unhealthy emotions and our behavioral responses. Now, opening up my mind to new perspectives was a key step forward in building up the number two resilience trait of flexibility. Being flexible means being willing to bend, to give and take, so that we survive the chaos and the storms of life. I learned that when I felt frustrated, angry, or about to blow my top, I could stop, take a deep breath, or five, and tune into my mind to ask three questions, which I offer to you when you feel that tension rising or anger rising. The first question is this: what am I resisting? The second, am I forcing a situation or trying to push just to get my way? And number three is, how do I dispel this tension and recharge? Asking yourself these three questions and listening to your internal self-talk for the answers can be so helpful. And if you do hear a lot of shoulding in your head, then this may be a sign that you're resisting what's going on because you have a view of how things should be. And if you find yourself saying that it just shouldn't be like this, this is another sign of resistance, which may lead you to try to force things or manipulate things, which, again, can also lead to more frustration and burnout. Now, another thing to consider when it comes to identifying areas for improvement and how you respond is asking yourself, how do you cope when things take longer than you think they should? Like, what is your coping strategy? When you're under pressure or in high stress situations, what do you do to get out of those negative emotional states? Do you just give in and give up easily and withdraw or pout in defeat or despair? Or do you try to escape through sleep, shopping, or binge eating, or binge watching your streaming TV shows just to numb yourself out? Or do you lose your cool and snap at other people? Well, rather than choosing a potentially destructive response, I want you to consider looking for alternatives. Increase your flexibility in little tiny ways, and you'll find that over time, you become more resilient. Now, I admit that in that corporate setting, I was too impulsive, I was way too headstrong, and I didn't succeed at becoming flexible. So you just need to know that where in your life do you need to become more flexible? And you want to know where that was for me? I was forced to become more flexible when I became a parent. I went from being an uber productive machine to being a milk producing, diaper changing mom. And I found myself feeling so frustrated by like the middle of the afternoon when I realized I had done nothing other than feed the baby, walk the baby, change the baby, and beg the baby to take a nap. I had a very inflexible view of what it means to be productive. Now, obviously, I was nurturing a new life and creating a healthy environment and enriched nourishment for my daughter's development. But I really had to change my perspective. Otherwise, my anger and my frustration would eat me alive. And I noticed that when I was short-tempered, I would have these angry outbursts that would totally upset my little one. So the hardest part of relaxing my rigid view of how I was, you know, supposed to be, was the hardest thing for me was about taking breaks. From parenting, yes, but also from being in this super productive media career. Like, I felt like such a loser because I needed more rest. I needed more time to recharge. And at one point, I even felt guilty for taking an extra long hot shower because I was away from my baby for a few extra minutes. And this was a perfect recipe for burnout. So I want to remind you of something, my friend. Burnout is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you have been strong for too long. So my last tip of becoming more flexible is about giving yourself permission to recharge. If you do feel guilty for taking breaks or you feel unworthy of a vacation and you don't take the time to truly replenish your body and recharge your batteries, then you may just force yourself to rally or to push through and upregulate your internal resources a little bit prematurely just so that you can return to your busy life. And I want to let you know this is a dangerous, slippery slope on the path to burnout. Because most often, you're not even aware of how your body, and specifically the adrenals, may be so exhausted that you won't have the energetic building blocks for maintaining your health and vitality. And you'll be no good to the people and projects that need you. Burnout lasts way longer when our adrenals give out and we end up with chronic depression, chronic fatigue. So please just give yourself permission to unplug, rest, and recover. And if you truly cannot take a proper break to go away and recharge, then at least give yourself multiple mini breaks throughout the day. The minimum is at least twice a day, but more would be great. The studies show that in just 8 minutes a day, meditation can help. So I also created an 8-minute guided meditation for reducing stress and improving our brain function, following something that I created called the attunement process. So to sum things up for you, the second of these top 10 traits of highly resilient people is flexibility. Without it, you stay rigidly attached and fixed in disappointment and irritability, which will one day lead to a breakdown or burnout. So take advantage of the free resources I mentioned. There's the burnout quiz and the 8-minute attunement process guided meditation. It is time to break free from the fear of admitting that we're human and we need rest and we need to take care of ourselves. Burnout is not a defect, but it can be your wake-up call to transform your life. So my friend, know that you are not alone. You've got this. You are a divine being full of infinite potential to reclaim your vitality and transform your dreams into reality. My last little quote is this: our scars and our wounds show us where we've been, but they do not dictate nor predict where we're going. Now, if you want some more insight into how to prevent or recover from burnout and breakdowns, then you can look for my upcoming book on the top 10 traits of highly resilient people to enhance your superpowers of resilience and build a stress-resistant personality.
Thanks so much for watching. Be sure to check out the previous video in this burnout series, or click the subscribe button so you know every time I release a new video. You can visit our website to take the burnout quiz and watch the Burnout Recovery Survival series. And finally, please check out my first TED Talk that started off this whole revolution.
Innate Vitality Code Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.